dozens of people are searching for a missing hiker in the gorge.
21-year-old Riley Zickel set out on an overnight hike by himself.
Collin County Sheriff's Office is searching for a missing hiker on the Olympic Peninsula.
John and Trevor Higgins, the father and son, were last seen Friday. They disappeared while hunting near Bear Camp Road above Agnes.
21-year-old Riley Zickel, the senior at Lewis and Clark College, disappeared.
An emotional plea from friends of a woman who is missing right now in the Skamania County wilderness. She's 19 years old, Maureen Kelly.
Searchers are looking for a 76-year-old farmer who did not come back from mushroom hunting near Grangeville.
Hey, everybody. Tanner Hoskins here, co-founder of Pacific Northwest Bigfoot Search and host of the Missing Persons Unit podcast. And with today's podcast, we are going to have a little bit of a change. Today's episode is regarding two missing children from the state of Oregon. But before we get started, I just wanted to discuss our findings from our trip over the weekend of June 16th. We hiked into the area, located trail cameras that were set up, and I'm still going over about 3,000 images that were captured. But surprise, surprise, these cameras lasted all the way until May 17th, and one camera was still operating by the time that I got to it. We ended up spending two nights up there, right on the outskirts of Indian Heaven Wilderness in the Gifford Pinchot National Forest. Mike, Kelly, and myself hiked up an old forestry road that was well overgrown with ditches dug throughout to try to prevent people from driving on it any further. We were looking for signs of scat, tracks, whatever we could locate to show what animals were in the area. We located some cool waterfalls, some swimming holes for the rest of the summer, a few areas that would be a great spot to just set up camp in the backcountry and see what came through. On the hike, Kelly took a little bit of a lead from us, and as we caught up to him, he let us know that he had spotted something that was laying in the middle of the old logging road against a stump. As we approached it, we really thought that it was a bobcat. We thought the bobcat was either dead or injured from where the animal was laying that we could see, and we ended up walking up to about 6 feet away to realize it was a newborn fawn. And this deer fawn couldn't have been more than 3 days old. It's something that I don't know if I'll ever see it again in my lifetime. I have never stumbled upon a bedded down baby fawn. But we snapped a photo, started backing away. We could hear most likely mama in the brush keeping an eye on us or approaching us. And so we just backed out and got out of the area, and we didn't want to disturb baby or mama any more than we already had. So we just turned around and departed back for camp down the hill and located plenty of sign of elk, deer, bear scat. It was a good hike. Outside of that, as I said, I am looking through those 3,000 photos right now, attempting to locate anything that might be out of the ordinary. And I'll share any of my findings with you guys as soon as I am finished with that. The next trip into the wilderness probably won't be until late July or August. We have a lot going on. My wife and I just bought a new rural property with acreage. We got a lot of work to do on that. And I don't think my next trip into the woods will be for at least another month or two. So in the meantime, I'll keep up with these podcast episodes and I'll keep you updated about what we're doing in the future. Now, if you want to keep up with us and what we are doing, you can follow along on our website, www.pnwbigfootsearch.com. You can also follow us on social media, PNW Bigfoot Search, on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. All right, let's get to today's episode. The first case that we're going to discuss occurred on October 14th of 2006 in Crater Lake National Park in the state of Oregon. Samuel Savage Becker Boelke. Now, I might not be pronouncing the last name correctly. It's B-O-E-H-L-K-E. I'm going to pronounce that Boelke. If I'm not correct in my pronunciation, I apologize. I'm not trying to mean any kind of disrespect in any way. Just trying to get this story out there. Sammy was an 8-year-old boy and was traveling to Crater Lake National Park with his father, Kenneth. Sammy had a very passionate personality. And according to some of the news articles I read, he was a little bit stubborn. He had a mild form of autism, which manifested itself in a fear of loud noises and bright lights. Sammy was about 4'11" and weighed about 85 pounds with brown eyes and short brown hair. He was last seen wearing a long-sleeved black and green t-shirt, cargo pants, a blue winter coat, and red suede slip-on shoes with rubber soles. Sammy had been camping before and had some experience in it, but given his age, he had no formal training in wilderness survival. Now, the Bulkies had stopped at a pullout called Cleetwood Cove at about 4 p.m., about 500 yards east of the parking lot, and they were walking on the north side of Rim Drive. Now, Sammy and his father had stopped to play tag or hide-and-seek or some kind of game on a cinder slope where Sammy had seen some yellow that he thought and was hopeful might be gold. As darkness approached, and his dad walked a short distance back to his car so the two could return to their rented cabin near Diamond Lake, Sammy stayed on the slope and refused to come down. Sammy's dad began climbing up the slope to get Sammy, but Sammy, likely thinking that it was a game, continued to walk away and remained about 50 feet ahead of his dad. As his dad got a little bit closer, Sammy reached the peak of the slope and crested it and began the descent into the wilderness on the opposite side. As Sammy's dad reached the peak of the slope, he could no longer see Sammy. Sammy's dad didn't miss a beat. He immediately contacted the rangers, who also contacted law enforcement, and before long, more than 200 people were combing the area of about 6 square miles. 4,000 acres were being searched. For about a week, searchers scoured the area with dogs, helicopters, thermal cameras, and at one point, a helicopter crew spotted what they believed were tracks. But as ground teams got in the area, they turned out to just be wildlife tracks. Intermittent searching continued after that week span, despite a bunch of heavy snowfall in the area. Now, if you're unfamiliar with the area, the park sits at about 7,000 foot elevation and averages more than 500 inches of snow every single year. Now, the search crews had been on slopes leading from the rim of the crater down to the water, a drop of 700 to 1,000 feet in elevation, even though it was highly unlikely that Sammy would have fallen into the lake because of the obstacles in the way to get to the water. Search teams were from Jackson County, Klamath County, Deschutes County, National Park search experts from California, Washington, and Oregon, as well as specialty rescue teams from Mount Hood and Mount Rainier, as well as the U.S. Forest Service and the Bureau of Land Management were out on the hunt looking for Sammy for over a week. Now, it is extremely strange for a boy Sammy's age to just take off into the woods and keep going further and further away. Most of the time, there's a human instinct that would tell us to turn around and go back to our family, to the place that we knew, especially if it is as cold as it was. Even if Sammy had been hiding for even a little bit, the basic instincts for most humans is to go back in the direction that your name is being called from, the area that you knew. It is highly unlikely any child would take off into the woods and just run away. After more than 2 weeks of searching, ground crews and air teams, canines, nobody was able to locate any sign of Sammy Bulkey's whereabouts. There wasn't even sign that he had been in the area at all in the first place. For a child his age to simply vanish is unfathomable. It just doesn't make any sense. The sheriff's office says that foul play was not suspected. This is just a mysterious disappearance. Crater Lake has a lot of spiritual beliefs that originate from the indigenous people of America. And I don't usually dive into any of these stories, but for this case, I am going to touch base on a few of those. The Crater Lake area was always sacred. It was a place that, for generations, the indigenous tribes were told of it being a crossroads between a spirit above and a spirit below, a fiery, dark, evil area. They used to tell stories of large beasts that roamed on 2 feet, hair covered, possibly describing Sasquatch. But again, as I've touched base before on social media posts and our website, there is no proof that Sasquatch or any unknown being that roams the Pacific Northwest, any kind of cryptid, is taking children or anybody else. Any idea that anything is kidnapping children and adults is possibly just humans trying to make sense of strange disappearances, because humans want, more than anything, to know everything about everything. We as a species do not enjoy the unknown. All right. The reason this podcast has two cases that are going to be discussed instead of the normal one case is because the second case occurred prior to Sammy Bulkey's disappearance in close proximity to Crater Lake National Park. This disappearance is of Derek Ingebretson. Again, if I am mispronouncing that last name, I apologize. It is spelled Engebretson. Derek was age 8 at the time of his disappearance from the Winnemah National Forest near Rocky Point, Oregon. On December 5th of 1998, Derek was helping search for a Christmas tree with his father and grandfather when his father and his grandfather soon realized that they had lost sight of him and began to follow footprints in the snow. As they were tracking his prints, they located a snow angel near the road, but they could not find any other sign of him. It was at this time that they decided to contact law enforcement, and a formal search was immediately started. Upon arriving on scene, law enforcement discovered small footprints in the snow, which made a loop from the location where Derek's father had last seen him to a clearing near a roadway. Upon searching the clearing, law enforcement located a snow angel, presumably left by Derek. From the snow angel, the footprints led towards the road, and a snowplow had obliterated any tracks that led away from that snow angel. Further search of the area led to the discovery of several small pieces of chopped firewood. This gave law enforcement hope, as Derek had had a small hatchet with him. But as the hours went by, a blizzard hit the area, hampering all search efforts. Searchers entered the area on foot with canines, as well as aerial searches using Civil Air Patrol planes, as well as the Air Force Reserve's helicopters. Canines in the area were unable to track or locate any type of scent, and on December 13, 1998, 8 days after the initial start of the investigation, the Klamath County Sheriff's Office suspended the search. Other volunteer searches occurred over several months, and more than 10,000 hours were spent performing searches looking for Derek. To this day, no sign of Derek has ever been discovered. Now, some people believe that somebody passing by on the road kidnapped Derek. Some people believe that a cryptid somehow discovered Derek and kidnapped him. There's a lot of speculation of what possibly occurred. But again, what exactly happened to Derek that fateful day continues to be a mystery more than 24 years later. So once again, in closing, please keep the Bulkey family and the Ingebretson family in your thoughts. And if you find yourself in the area, please keep an eye out for anything that might belong to these two missing children. It is our goal to find answers and hopefully bring some kind of closure to these grieving families.